This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
We are not going to sit around while you go ahead and desecrate our Constitution, or you look at the laws that have been passed into law and say, never mind, we'll just ignore that. Instead, we are going to be in your face, we are going to be on your and we are going to make sure, you understand what democracy looks like. This ain't it.
And that's my pep talk to Ryan Wiggins before every show.
Yeah, I come in usually like, let's tear down democracy today.
I actually recorded that through the door.
Yeah, it was real. I was out of control. No, that's Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, full meltdown mode, because she is out there fighting for what the people want. The Democrats who say, down with Trump, down with Doge, it's incredibly unpopular, and Jasmine Crockett is out there leading the charge for those folks. I wonder if she has a majority of opinion, or if she just thinks maybe if I yell really loud, it'll be effective. Let's get to our guest. Excited to have back on the show, Robert C. Cahaley. He's the chief pollster and founder of the Trafalgar Group. You can find him on X at Robert Cahaley. Thanks for being here again with us, Robert. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, it's always to speak to your audience and get a nice wake-up call in the afternoon with piece of tape like that.
Yeah, it'll wake you up for a while. Congresswoman Crockett, she believes she's got the power of the people behind her. She's turned up the volume on it, and she thinks that Doge and Donald Trump are incredibly unpopular, and she's going to make sure people know about it. Now, you're back in business after taking a little bit of a break on polling. And where was your first endeavor? What did you want to poll out the gate here and measure the sentiment of the American people?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in taking off between Thanksgiving and the Super Bowl.
That's a good idea.
that's my holiday.
You work overtime last year, I'm sure. You're just constantly working, so you
Absolutely.
Get a little bit of a break. So upon reentering into the work day, what have you noticed about the American sentiment post-election?
Yeah, you know, it really is amazing. I've been watching some of my other people that I have confidence in, some of the polling they're putting out there. And I'm sure you saw the exceptional results we had this year. We now hold the unique position of the lowest average error rate for the last three presidential cycles. So
it's amazing.
That's really proud of that. But no, the problem that she doesn't understand is she is relying on the same, faux polling that told her Kamala was going to win to tell her that Doge is unpopular. And this is a fatal mistake that a lot of the mainstream media is making, even some of the conservative media. It is amazing that they keep quoting this poll that come from national organizations and companies and universities and media outlets who continue to get the election wrong. Who said Trump was going to lose to Hillary, Trump was going to get wiped out by Biden, and Trump was going to lose and albeit in a close one, to Kamala this time. And so these guys' error rate is through the, you know, just through the roof. I mean, we're talking 4% and 5% on these swing states, and it's ridiculous. But if nobody calls them out, it is what fuels this fire. That's what everybody's going to understand. These BS polls fuel this fire. And if you want to stop it, you've got to quit recognizing people who fail at elections to tell you how the presidential approval and the approval of anything he's doing should be rated.
You know, it's very interesting when you put it that way. It's like what they're doing is more of a strategy than a science. And if that's leading into an election, it could have powerful sway potentially on the election. I mean, I think you commented on that one pollster out of Iowa who just went, I think the last time we had you on, you were talking about that. And just the outrageous willfulness of some of these pollsters to use their platform.
She was way over the line.
Yeah.
But there are so many that do it subtly. And that's the problem. People don't understand. And, you know, obviously, I'm a pollster. You know, I'm a hammer. Everything I see looks like a nail. I got it. But polling does shape a lot of the discussion. And when you start to realize that polling can be the source of so much of the disinformation and misinformation from the left, then you have to get at the heart of it. And people have to start asking accountability. They have to start saying to these media outlets, no, I don't want to hear what ABC says. No, I don't want to hear what CBS says. No, I don't hear what CNN says. I don't want to hear what these groups say about the approval rating and Doge and Elon Musk because they failed at elections.
So when you're looking at these people who are being deceitful in their polling, is there a way to kind of cook the books so that you can poll so that you kind of ends justify the means? You're actually going through the science of polling, so to speak, but you know that this avenue is going to get you this outcome? Or are they outright lying?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's not as much lying as, like, for example, when you're looking at an election. All right, you're looking at likely voters. Everybody's definition of likely voters is different. Obviously, ours is better. But when you're trying to say, all right, we think there'll be this youth turnout and the number will be this. We think there'll be this African-American turnout and the number will be this. We think there'll be this turnout from municipalities and it will be this. You can't adjust a turnout to get you the result you want. That's not the way to do it.
Right.
You know, you can lay cloth all over a guy and start stitching and cutting. It's much easier to measure and make a suit. But you can do it backward. And the fact is, that's what a lot of them do. They are seeking to affect the electorate, not reflect the electorate. And we know they're doing it during an election cycle. And there's a couple ways you know they're doing it. One, they stop polling 2 or 3 weeks out because they don't want to be rated. Okay, and that's a big, you know, all of a sudden these polls disappear and you can't find one anywhere.
And that's intentional.
So I'll tip my hat to everybody who's out there. And you see them, they disappear. They're just like, what happened to them? Oh, my gosh. And the other way that you know is they never poll elections anywhere near them. It's not a matter of stopping polling. They'll throw some stuff out there early, and then they'll do approval ratings and stuff all the time. The beauty of doing a presidential approval rating based on registered voters is nobody is going to hold you to account. And if all of the mainstream media and all of the universities are in the same boat, they look more real because their numbers look the same, even though they're all wrong together.
We're speaking with Robert C. Cahaley, the chief pollster and founder of the Trafalgar Group. I'm looking right now at your website, thetrafalgargroup.org, and you've got two questions posted on here. One is, what is your opinion of the job performance of President Donald Trump so far, with a 54% approval rating, a 45% disapproval? And the second question being, What is your opinion of Elon Musk as it relates to his efforts on behalf of President Trump's Doge? And you have a 49% approval, 44% disapproval, 7% still undecided. Robert, when you're looking at these numbers, I know that there's an underreported factor that you would discuss before the election of people who are willing to come out and say, yeah, I support Trump. First question is, does that Trump factor still seem to be in effect when you're polling, or are people more willing to talk about it? And secondly, a 54% approval rating from Donald Trump. Some people might say that's pretty close to the middle there, but for him, that seems pretty monumental.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. If you look at all the media has been talking forever that this guy will never get a majority, never get a majority, never get a majority. Well, guess what? He's got a majority. And the fact is, it's extremely significant. I think the guy on CNN, which is actually the analyst on CNN, is pretty good. I don't think much of the polling department, but the analyst who goes over them, he was on there just talking about how crazy it is that Trump has already had doubled the number of days he's been above 50 versus his entire first term. Now, what you need to understand is, and that's averaging mainstream media. So it's much more popular. And if you doubt that, just look. If you doubt it for 1 second, look at the video between Taylor Swift and Trump and the boos and cheers. This country is with him. And your question before about are they coming out, you know, are people more likely to say, you know, now? Absolutely. I mean, it has been, people are not hesitant at all right now. They are, I mean, Trump supporters are out of the closet and they're burning their closets down. They're done.
That's a pretty big
swing. They're done, hide. A lot of them were kind of done. And, you know, it's really funny to see Tyrus on Gutfeld was talking about how all those guys were kind of looking at him funny, and then he was at the Super Bowl and how they were all treating him with such respect. He's like, because he got out there and he was doing it early. But, I mean, that's the point. There's a lot of people who took these early stands, and it's significant. And it just the fact that, I think the other day I saw that Carville and some of those guys were going, man, the first thing you guys ought not go after is USAID. Foreign aid is not the hill to die on. And it's like they can't quit picking the bad fight. It's like they want to die on the hills of foreign aid, open borders, and transgender for children. I mean, just like, it's like, who is sabotaging them? For so long, it's like somebody was sabotaging the other. Like, why do they keep picking these issues?
Yeah.
Robert, this is Ryan Wiggins. First of all, I love your work, and I cite it often. So thanks for being on the Andy Frye Show. But I also want to ask you, based on what you're seeing from the most accurate pollsters in 2024, is Trump's approval actually higher than his national popular vote total right now?
No question.
Wow.
Trump has picked up people. There's no question, because his national total popular vote was just under 50. And if you look at all the, I mean, if you literally just isolate the polling firms that had an error rate that was under 3, they're all showing Trump well above.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
50.
And you gotta think that that has a lot to do with the fact that he campaigned on promises that he's doing at a rapid pace now that he's the president. And, you know, your second question on your work that you've got up on your website about Elon Musk, a lot of people are saying, we didn't elect Elon Musk. He's, you know, unofficial person, unofficial president, but it wasn't a secret that Donald Trump was going to do this. And according to your results, at least the majority of people still do support the DOGE efforts and what Elon Musk has done so far.
Well, and they're loving seeing the examples of waste. I always used to have the little list would come out every year. I mean, this is so much better. And this is all right now, and that people can see it. And so much of it is an executive where the president can make some of the cuts. Mm. I mean, even the thing with like getting rid of the employees. I mean, it's just action. They're seeing action. I mean, this guy is just doing stuff.
Yeah, and really compared to the last guy, it's a very stark contrast.
And the thing is, what's so amazing is, it's like, if you were a bird, you would wish that everybody would have to hunt with a rifle and nobody gets to hunt with a shotgun. Because a shotgun has more than one projectile coming at you at one time. Well, you know what? Trump is all shotgun. He is all shotgun all
the
time.
He's the bird shot.
And so, exactly. All day, he's got 5 or 6 different bullets coming out there. And so it's just a matter of which issue you want to talk about. Because the left is exploding on 3 things, and now Trump just said a 4th thing. I mean, I know people are down on SNL, but that skit they did with MSNBC when they kept getting off track every time he would tweet something was amazing.
Oh, it's fun to have fun again. I'll tell you that right now. Robert Sika Haley, we're going to continue to follow your work. We're appreciative of it and of your time today. Thank you for being with us here once again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. Chief pollster and founder of the Trafalgar Group, Robert C. Cahaley, Ryan Wiggins' man crush.
A little bit. I would push back on most things. I'm not going to push back on that one.
No, that's just the truth.
Yeah, I really like his work and a couple others. Man, they did a great job this year, too.
I like his presentation.
Yeah.
If you were a bird, then you're like, okay. And then you're like, okay, I get it. That makes sense. Really tied that in a nice little bow. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Wiggins America seems like it's a personal front to me, but that's nothing new. It's just a Tuesday on the Annie Fry Show. What is it?
Mistakes you're making with your body language.
Who in this room? See, this is radio, so people, like, we could just be statuesque, talking mouths, flapping our gums every day.
Well, you can tell we are because we're very. It's to the point.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, what do we talk about for 3 more minutes? I am an expressive person from a body language standpoint. Ooh. I say a lot with my body language. I, of course, say a lot with my words. We'll discuss when we come back the body language of each of our personalities here. Ryan, I'll let you set the table on that when we come back. And then you can tell us why we're wrong.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Wiggins America next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.